This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Cubby House is a show about two cub-identifying guys exploring the big and hairy issues in and around the bear community.
This program is designed for a mature audience. It may contain adult themes, sex and drug references, and of course, coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
And welcome to the Cubby House on the 17th of June 2013. I'm Cookie.
And I'm Kevin.
And thank you very much to the Locker Room for another wonderful show. And might I say thank you very much to Vic Bears this year for another wonderful Southern Hibernation, particularly the contestants who brought their creativeness, uniqueness, nerve and talents to the competition. Oh, wait, that's a different competition.
Oh, you're such a queen.
I know, I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I've also been exposed to a good dose of RuPaul's Drag Race this week to bide my time otherwise. However, for those who didn't go, we're going to give you a bit of an idea as to what happened because we will have the president all the way down from Brisbane himself, the BrisBears president, Mr. Colin McHale, to join us in studio.
And we'll also be joined by Pete Undy, who will have a discussion about judging and how they actually crown the winner of Mr. Australasian Bear.
Wow, crown. That's such a wonderful word, Kevin.
What?
Crowning a bear. Okay, I'm leaving that one alone.
Are you being naughty again, Cookie?
Well, no, I'll leave Nick to do that, who's rejoining to join us for Kink Corner. And we've got a little question for him, which will explain part of what he's not talking about later.
God help us all. Okay, but we do have a discussion topic for tonight.
Indeed. I would like to pose this question to you. What duties would you hold a Mr. Australasia Bear winner?
No, try that again.
Okay, now that I'm actually looking at it, what duties would you hold a Mr. Australasia Bear winner accountable for?
Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheCubbyHouse.
Or you can catch us on Twitter at TheCubbyHouse with hashtag CHProject. Joy 94.9, you're with the Cubby House. That was Unbreakable by Michael Mind Project. And I'd like to put a shout out to everybody right now. Stay tuned. We've only got two more shows to go here on the Cubby House. We are gearing up for next week. We're getting our all-stars of the Cubby House back to have one last dash on the microphones with us before we all hibernate back into what could be the Dungeon Studios, or we might be going into a new facility altogether.
We will definitely be on hibernation for a while.
Indeed. So stay tuned next week at 10 o'clock for our All-Stars Cubby House. However, another All-Star currently joining us here in the studio for once is the Mr. BrisBears President himself, Mr. Colin McHale. How are you?
Good. I feel so important when you call me Mr. BrisBear President. It's like, oh, I've got a title. And after this weekend, it makes it feel so much better. I feel important.
Well, if you dragged up, I'd start calling you Mrs., but that's another story.
I just think I should say as well, if everyone could see Cookie's face during this, I'm not sure about the Miss title. Cookie's faces during this, I think he takes the Miss title out.
Talk about crowning. Now, we've got a quiz, don't we?
We do. And another famous man with a crown was the once known King Arthur.
Really? That's the segue you're going to go with?
I am, because okay. I'm calling this game of the Lesser Known Knights. And of the round table, we know of Sir Galahad, who was well known to being the Knight of the Holy Grail, or Sir Lancelot, the Knight of the Lake. But do you know about some of the other knights, such as the one of Scales, Fangs and Coils, Sir Pent? Or perhaps the knight who was well-rounded and had no edges, Sir Cole?
Oh, God.
No, peanut gallery, quiet.
Oh, can't I talk about the largest knight at the round table who gained his size from eating too much pie, circumference?
See, I told you.
And thank you very much.
Peanut gallery quiet.
Yes.
So I'm assuming there's actually a quiz in here somewhere.
There is. I'm going to give you, if you haven't worked it out, a description or word and phrase that sounds like it could be a knight because it begins with the syllables sir. And to make it harder, it won't necessarily be always spelt with the letters S-I-R. Are we ready?
Can I just say this doesn't fit the description of the quiz that Kevin gave me before? I'm most upset by this.
I didn't even know what quiz there was, so I didn't give you no description, by the way. Now, Cookie, give us an example.
I did. I gave you two. The knight who was well-rounded and had no edges.
Circumference.
Well, no, no. Circle.
Oh, no, that was yours. That was a peanut gallery.
Yeah, peanut gallery's one. All right, so are we ready? Let's start with the Knight of the Three Rings.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm gonna feel really stupid if this is really obvious.
Always paraded by some clowns and a woman with a whip.
Three Ring Circus.
Circus is the correct answer.
Oh, circus.
Thank you very much, Kevin. The Knight of Sneaky Observation.
Surveillance.
You are correct again. Surveillance. He's got it this time. The Knight of Peaceful Inner Calm.
Come on.
Peanut gallery, be quiet.
No. Whisper it to me so I can win one and don't sound so stupid.
Well, I'll give you a clue. There was a series movie made from...
Serenity.
Thank you very much, Serenity.
Cheat, 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 cheat.
The Knight of Beef and Lobster Feasts. Beef and lobster.
Pick me, teacher, I'm ever so smart.
No, peanut gallery, you're a chef. I know you'll get this one pretty easily.
Clue?
I just did.
Chef. We kind of figured it was food, Cookie.
Beef and lobster, also known as surf and turf.
Surf and turf.
Oh.
So, I think that one doesn't count, Kevin. What? Terrible.
Thank you. This is the night you would love to have some poor woman save you. The night of giving up and cringing in submission.
Servitude?
No. I'll say it again. The night of giving up. And
surrender.
Surrender is correct. Thank you, Kevin. The Knight of outwitting, outplaying, and outlasting.
Surviving.
Survivor is correct. Yes. The Knight.
Hello.
This game sucks.
Yes.
No, that doesn't begin with sir.
The Knight of melting clock faces.
Salvador Dali.
Was one of his astute apprentices. What was...
Surrealism?
Surrealism is correct. Thank you, Kevin. And finally, the Knight of Unexpected Celebration.
Surprise.
Thank you. A surprise party. Yay!
Really?
Yes, 5-2 in Kevin's favour. Thank you very much for
and
playing.
And I even cheated on one of those. Woohoo!
You did.
Why wasn't I allowed to play that one? I would have whooped it.
Quiet, you.
We'll be bringing back Nick in a few more moments
we'll
here
put you in
on the
corner.
Cubby House with the Kink Corner.
If only Nick would be more circumspect.
We're on the Cubby House on Joy 94.9. Now, I would like to pose this question to you while you're listening tonight. What duties would you hold a Mr. Australasia Bear winner accountable for? You can get hold of us via SMS 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au, or you can join us on Facebook at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse, or join us on Twitter at thecubbyhouse with the hashtag CHProject. And we do believe... We're going to unlock the Peanut Gallery's microphone for this segment. Be careful what you're wearing. You never know what you're asking for here on the Kink Corner. Welcome, Nick.
Good evening, Cookie.
And what pay do we want to ask you tonight? Oh, that's right. If you were in a porno, I have a funny feeling the name of your porno would be Nick Helmer Does Dallas.
But no, I've never been to Dallas.
Do you know any man named Dallas?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm sure we'll make it eventually.
Okay, can we move on to something a little more interesting? I believe you've got a kink corner for us, Nick.
Yes, I do. Tonight, I'm just going to, strangely for me, briefly talk about limits.
What?
Limits.
Why strange for you?
Because I used the term briefly talking about something as opposed to rambling on for half an hour.
Continue.
Wow, that would be a shock.
Now who's the peanut gallery? All right. So, basically what I wanted to talk about was, like I've said now four times, limits. And by that I don't mean specifically in the sexual connotation, even though this is Kink Corner. Everyone talks about limits, and a lot of people I've encountered are saying that they don't have any, which I find is quite a disturbing trend that seems to be coming out, because people don't seem to be thinking as much about what they're prepared to do and what they're not prepared to do and how to keep themselves safe.
So a limit obviously would be, for instance, being killed.
Well, yes, you know, that would definitely be a hard limit, you know, for a lot of people, something that you would never do. But with limits, it can be anything from, you know, no sex on the first date right through to any, like, things in the sexual connotation where, you know, you're happy for someone to tie you up or you're not happy for someone to tie you up. It's really important for people to sit down and have a think about what they're willing to do in certain situations.
So are you saying that the people that say, oh, I have no limits, just lack imagination?
Not necessarily. It's possible that people don't actually think ahead on a lot of these things because they may just get caught up in how, you know, interested they are in a situation and how they want to experience new things. And it's more, I'm more talking about self-awareness and things like that, as opposed to, you know, someone saying, oh, I never want to try this, or, you know, saying, I want to try everything. You need to be aware of, you know, what your body is capable of, what you're emotionally capable of, and things like that. And it ranges everything from, you know, you're going to meet someone new. So are you happy, if you've spoken to them online and you've never met them face-to-face, are you happy to go straight to their house? Or is it a limit for you where you want to meet them somewhere public first? Are you happy to jump straight into bed or in the scene with them? Or is it more important to you to get to know a person and, you know, develop a little bit of trust first? And, you know, there are no wrong answers in these situations. It's...
Yes, I'm looking at you. Yes, there are definitely some wrong answers when it comes to limits. But how does one discuss that? Because by the way you're talking about, it's about discovering your own limits before you even get to that conversation with your sexual partners and talking about your limits with them.
Yes.
All right. So how does one go about discovering their own limits?
See, that's a hard one.
Well, what are some of the ways that you would suggest people go about finding their own limits?
Talk to others. Like, learn from people who have more experience in an area. Like, if you want to try something like flogging or spanking or something like that, talk to people who have an interest in it or who have experience in it. Find out more about it.
Something else which I found is also go and read a few books, particularly a good one which I can suggest is SM 101, which gives a general overview, particularly in the kink world, as to how some people approach elements of kink life.
And also another great way is to lean on your community, because chances are there will be seminars that people host regularly on different types of events. Look around in your community for what seminars are being held. Go along. You might find something that you had no idea had to do with that particular topic.
Exactly.
Can I put you on the spot for a quick second here, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
How do you also deal with limits in regards to a limit being ever evolving? So when I go into a scenario, I may have set myself a limit, which me personally I have done in the past, but once I get into the scenario, I find myself trusting the person that I'm with, I guess is the way here, and I feel that I possibly may go more. How do you deal with an ever evolving limit once the situation comes out and about? Sorry to put you on the spot.
No, that's fine, because there's actually a good point with that one. When you get to things like within a scene where you set a safe word, or you can use the traffic light system, which is green, you know, go for gold, orange, you know, that's enough for now, sort of slow down, or red, which is stop. You can use that in conjunction with like your scene ending safe word, which are things like pineapple or asparagus, which have no place within the scene or anything like that. They're very obvious. But if people have got more questions, because I'm running out of time,
you
feel free to send a message through to these guys, and I'm going to be
beginning a blog.
Yeah, beginning a blog so that I can answer questions a lot easier and in more detail and give people access to resources and things that they can look at.
One thing that is important that you briefly touched on is that it is okay to be flexible on some limits, but know that you always have the option to say no.
Yes. Consent can be removed at any time throughout an event.
Absolutely. You have control. You can say stop.
Thank you very much, Nick, for Kink Corner. You are on the Cubby House. And you're with the Cubby House, joined this week by the Bris Bears president, Colin McHale.
It's Mr. Bris Bears president.
Yes, we can't forget my title.
Well, why have we dragged him in here? Apart from the fact that he just wanted to hang around after all the celebrations of the hibernation events.
Yes, he did survive. Well done.
Of course I did. I had a very good southern hibernation. Congrats to Vic Bears.
But Bris Bears has got something really exciting coming up around the corner, doesn't it?
We certainly do.
And we'll get to that in a moment. And on the Cubby House Joy 94.9, we did drag Mr. Colin McHale, president of Bris Bears, in. And Kevin, I cut you off abruptly. I apologise.
Yeah, spankings for you later.
So for those who may not have heard your question, what did you ask?
Why did we bring you on, Colin?
Well, we brought me on to discuss the up-and-coming Northern Exposure 2013.
That's one that I'm not supposed to call Nexpo, right?
Oh, jeez, Kevin.
I love doing that to you. All right, so what's happening with Nexpo? You've actually got something really interesting happening. You've got on the weekend before it, right?
Yeah, well, this year, Bris Bears is celebrating its 20th year. We are one of the oldest clubs in Australia. So we're hitting 20 this year. So we thought we'd introduce a couple of new events and also extend our Northern Exposure event. So this year, we are introducing on the 12th and 13th of October what we've entitled Beach Bear Weekend. Cookie put his hand up before, so let's let him interrupt.
I was going to say, you young'uns, you're like 10 years younger than I am.
Yes, well, very true, very true. So basically, we're taking a weekend away up to the Sunshine Coast. We've hired out one of the resorts up there, along with some rooms at a resort close by. And we're having a tea dance party, an old-fashioned tea dance party in the afternoon.
Tea dance is like everybody brings high tea?
Yes, that's exactly what it is, Cookie.
Yes, Cookie, make sure you bring your high tea set. I want to see you there with your high tea set.
That's right. So your tea dance party is basically your afternoon party. So we're starting the party around 4 in the afternoon and heading on through till about 10 or 11 at night on the poolside, because we're Queensland. We can do things out near pools and in the open air, and our guests won't freeze.
I don't know.
No, they'll just melt or burn.
Oh, Kevin, I swear you won't melt if you come up to Queensland once in your life.
I will if I jump in the pool.
So, yeah, that's happening. And we have exciting. We'll have one of our local DJs on to start off our evening, and then we'll be wrapping our evening up with DJ Matt Effect from Sydney. Very excited to have him up for that event.
Awesome. So then after that, you're actually kicking off the full week of NEX, which starts from the 14th to the 20th of October. Now, what happens on Monday the 14th? What kicks it all off?
Kicks it all off with Bears Balls Out Bingo.
Really?
Really.
Sounds like a porn title to me.
It's going to be a lot of fun having a bit of a bingo night to kick off on the Monday night, which falls into the first day of our themed events. Our themed events are around the 7 Beardly Sins this year, and Monday being Greed. So that's our first event, is our Bears Balls Out Bingo. Coming along on the Tuesday night is our barbecue, an all-you-can-eat barbecue at one of our local restaurants up in
Hold on. You're having a barbecue for bears, all-you-can-eat?
All-you-can-eat. The venue was most excited about that.
Oh, so gluttonous.
It is. Oh, so gluttonous. Mitch is obviously our Tuesday theme.
Hang on. Is the all-you-can-eat an option or a challenge?
Well, each bear can take it the way they want, but the venue has been prepared.
Thank you, Peanut Gallery.
What happens on Wednesday?
Wednesday is Screen Envy, obviously touching into the Envy sin there, where we're off to see Sin City 2 with a disclaimer, this cannot be confirmed until the end of June.
you didn't say it fast enough, but anyway.
From the venue that we're hosting that at, obviously they haven't released all of the titles yet, but it is looking hopeful that will be Sin City 2 for our movie on our Screen Envy night. Which brings us over to Thursday, where we've got two events on, our strike bowling afternoon, and then our evening is Cabaret, which is a brand new event, which we are very excited about. All bears, all hair, all night on stage.
All bears.
So
and
think
all
of
that jazz. Thank you. And that is Wrath, isn't it?
That is a Wrath-themed day.
I have to ask, how is it Wrathy?
Well, a lot of the program that we have preliminary put together contains a lot of Wrath themes. So you'll have to come along to experience it, Kevin. We will not be announcing any of the actual program prior to the event. We're holding that one fairly close to our chest. But there are a few surprises in store, that's for sure.
All right. Well, I'm sure we've got through the week events. I'm sure we'll get to the weekend events at the tail end of this coming song. Currently joined in the studio by the Mr. Brisbane's president, Colin McHale, to give us a wrap-up as to what's coming up in the later half of the week with the Bear Run Northern Exposure.
Excellent, Cookie. So we left off on Thursday night. Friday offers us some great changes. We have Body Lust, which is the first time we've had such an event in Brisbane, which is your typical match-up to something like Bear Soup that you guys have down here.
Yep.
Then we have our Underbear on the Friday evening.
Which is always a big event.
It is a big event. So we've moved it to Friday this year. The whole change around of Northern Exposure this year has allowed both locals and interstate to get the most out of it. So the locals don't really need to take any time off work. The events during the week will allow them to get home in enough time to get into bed and get off to work.
And rest up for the weekend events.
And then the weekend is really bringing on the partying with Underbear on Friday night. Saturday, we're heading over to Oktoberfest, which we've nicely titled Oktoberfest. So we've got in touch with the organisers there, and they're happy for us to round off a few tables for our bear friends who are coming up and take the most of those celebrations, because Saturday is obviously our Pride Day. Yes, Kevin?
What happens if you don't like beer?
Well, then you come along and enjoy all of the bears in Lederhausen, because trust me, it's a sight to see.
My partner owns them and wears them all the time.
Well, perhaps this is some other people that you can see in there.
No, Cookie, there'll be no photos.
So then on Saturday evening, which I'll touch on a little bit after I just finish the events, we're also launching our very first Mr. Bear Queensland.
Dump, dump, dump.
Also, that's like a disaster call, Kevin. You're supposed to do fanfare for that.
Dun dun.
So Saturday's obviously titled is our Pride Sin Day, and then Sunday is our Sloth Day, where we do our recovery at Wet Fur Pool Party, as well as our Bears Farewell, which we are taking back to one of its old forms. But we always do encourage drinking responsibly.
Well done.
But I would like to touch on Mr. Bear Queensland for a moment, if I can.
So it is the first time you're running a Queensland Bear Competition?
A Queensland-wide bear competition has been the first time. It's our inaugural Mr. Bear Queensland. We're opening our competitor entries in the next week. They'll head up on our website and also on our Facebook page, with the intention that Brisbears will start representing Queensland, obviously down here at Southern Hibernation. There has been a few years where we haven't represented, and we'd like to sort of solidify that entry. So our winner will be granted prizes and accommodation and flights and such, all to be confirmed, with our sponsors to head down here to Southern Hibernation next year and represent.
Now, you're also putting a unique spin on winning the title. There are obligations for winning the title.
Yes. Mr. Bear Queensland, as part of the title, which we're confirming tomorrow night at one of our Northern Exposure committee meetings, will be some obligations. Obviously, this is a voluntary commitment from the winner, so the obligations aren't going to be too profound and time consuming. However, one of their big obligations is actually coming down to Southern Hibernation, and should they not be able to attend Southern Hibernation because sometimes work commitments don't allow for it and such, then that obviously that responsibility will move on to our first runner up. Along with that, we do have some initiatives up in Queensland that we're trying to move forward, one of them being a forum such as we're calling Cave of Worms. So we're getting people talking about different things. They will be responsible for coming along and representing Queensland. Getting confused with all my bear clubs. Briz Bears at that event as well. So they will sort of become the face of the Briz Bears name, appearing in our marketing and stuff like that moving forward.
Nicely done.
You know, and getting the bear community as well as a greater gay community, I'm just going to call it because the acronyms change so much, because, you know, we are more than just us.
All right. So where can people find out more information about this next?
As always, you can head along directly to our Briz Bears website, which is brizbears.org.au, and click on the Northern Exposure link, or directly to nex2013.com. We'll take you directly to the Northern Exposure and Beach Bear links.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. You're going to stick around with us and go through a few more things?
Of course I am.
Excellent.
Because on the phone coming up, we'll grab the Vic Bears president, Mr. Pete Undy, on the phone to talk about how hibernation has been, and particularly the judging for the competition on the Cubby House. And on the line, we have Mr. Vic Bears president, Peter Undy. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Cookie?
I was really surprised. I thought you would never get to the end of that sentence, Cookie.
Thank you very much. Now, we've got you on tonight, Peter, because it seems every year the competition becomes a little bit too competitive, and a lot of people have their opinions as to who should have won, why they should have won, why they didn't win, so forth and so on. So we specifically asked you on to clarify what is involved in the judging of Mr. Australasian Bear title.
Okay, it's pretty convoluted. This is the first year I've actually done it myself, so I've got a real insight into how it actually works and that sort of thing. To start with, there are five judges, and the only set person on that is the president of Vic Bears every year and also the previous year's winner. We then get another three people from the different bear clubs around Australia just to change it up and make it fairer. The other thing they also get is, in every session, voting session, which is three of them on the night, we get one person from the audience and they give their thoughts. So in actual fact, there's six people voting on each one to give a decisive view across the whole spectrum.
So when does the judging actually start?
The Friday night at MERAC. They get points for how much money they actually sell with the raffle tickets, which means that they've got to get out and sell themselves and really kind of raise some money and meet the crowd and that sort of stuff. So they've got to really work the room in many different ways. So that's just the people observing and just having a look at what it is. The next thing is the following morning, the Saturday morning, which is a private interview, which we have five questions raising, talking about what they do, who they are, and what sort of commitment they have with the community.
So from what I understand, you get each of the contestants in front of a panel of the judges,
yes,
and you ask the questions and you score them based on the answers that they give to these five questions.
Yep. That's part of it, so that's the second stage. And on the Mr. Australia Bear Contest, there's three segments, which all range from just how they present, impact, their fantasy routine for the night, that thing. So all in all, they're marked in four different areas, plus the fundraising.
So by the sounds of it, there's a heavy requirement for community work or community focus for the individual.
Definitely. And also just how they could actually bring in new people, encouraging it. Like, for instance, if there's a new person standing around that you saw at your local haunt, how would you introduce them or bring them into the group?
Okay, a bit of a controversial question for you.
Okay, let's go.
At any point in time, does it come down to what the person looks like? Do muscle bears have an advantage over everyone else?
Okay, not in the scoring. Definitely not. Now, having said that, looking through it, you've got your like. Everybody's got their individual likes and dislikes. So I found that I was definitely drawn to certain people as their personality and the way they look. But
that wasn't a highlight for you. That's not what sold it for you.
No, not at all.
All right.
The ones that I normally voted for were ones who were very clear in the way that they worked within the community and what they were trying to improve within their community.
All right. Colin, what about yourself? Did a muscle bear or any sort of context come into play for you?
Look, I'm not going to say a muscle bear came into play with me, but anyone in the community and anyone in life, if they say that looks does not come into what they, how they are attracted to people or are drawn to people, I think they're fooling themselves. But in that regard, I think we also have to take a step back and go, you know, Vic Bears has asked, you know, four people beyond their president to come and judge, and these four people are let's say outstanding in their community. They've stepped up to the mark, and I guess we have to put our trust in the fact that these four people, and I know personally myself and the other people on the panel, I put my trust in that, you know, whilst looks do come into things at times, we are professional enough in our duties that wasn't the judging, and it certainly wasn't on a score sheet that was in front of me. You know, does this person, you know is their looks going to things? So they're certainly not judged on that in that regard.
So having said that looks aren't an issue, do you believe an individual's confidence can be altered by their body image and how they feel about their body?
Well, 100%, but that's coming back to confidence on their own part. I mean, we saw some, you know, the guys up on stage there, as far as I was concerned, their body images were all fantastic. They all showed great confidence, which made every single one of them far more attractive. You know, obviously, if someone gets up there who doesn't have a good body image of themselves, their confidence is not going to be as high.
The other side to that also is that the judges... The three judges aren't known by anyone until the Saturday night when they're presented. And we observe all the contestants over the week. So we get a good look at not what they present on stage, but how they conduct themselves during the week.
Excellent.
As well.
Thank you very much for coming on and having a chat with us and clarifying that.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
And congratulations on a wonderful Southern hibernation.
Indeed. Congratulations.
No worries. Thank you. All the boys did a great job.
Before I leave you, I'm going to pose this question to you.
Yep.
Is there a duty held accountable to the winner of Mr. Australasia Bear officially?
Okay. The winner gets travel to and the financial support to get to and represent Australasia Bears or the bear clubs to to bear runs. So what we would be encouraged, and I've already spoken to the current winner, Lucy Earn, to come over to all the different clubs and actually promote the clubs and also just the Sash Bear Southern Hibernation Mr. Australia contest. So we expect him, and he's already given commitment to return to Melbourne and Sydney and whoever wants. And it has to be balanced. He works, so it really has to boil down to when he's available and those sort of things.
Excellent. Sounds like he's got a great community focus, and I look forward to seeing what he'll come up with in the next year.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks a lot, fellas, for having me on.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, Pete. You're on the Cubby House. We would like to thank very much the BrisBears president, if I haven't said him enough, Mr. Colin McHale, for joining us in the studio tonight.
That's fine. Thank you, Cookie, very much for having me on board. And again, before we wrap up, I want to show a huge thank you to Vic Bears. Once again, they've put on a phenomenal event down here. I cannot speak highly enough of this event. It was just so fantastic. And everyone that I certainly was chatting to was having a blast at Southern Hibernation. So once again, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'll be looking forward to see what their final outcome is for how much they will be able to donate and how much they're holding back for Bearheart as well.
Correct. Now, before you go, we've always posed a question to our guests at the end of the night, and tonight is no exception. However, the question is different. The question for you tonight, we've given you a good
hour
to think of this one.
I've completely forgotten about this whole question thing.
Well, we warned you.
All right. If you did porn, what would the title of your movie be?
All Furry All Night.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, right, why not?
All right, well, thank you very much. And where can people find out more information about NEXT?
As always, head to brisbears.org.au or directly onto NEX2013.com. And again, before I go, thank you to yourself, Kevin and Cookie, for having me on for this segment.
Now, we have also been asking the question, what duties would you hold a Mr. Australasian Bear winner accountable for? We've had to be brilliant answer from Craig from Tassie Bears. He says, Mr. Australasia Bear winner should promote acceptance, tolerance, and breaking down of the barriers found within the gay community. And I love that answer because it's not just the bear community, it's the gay community.
Correct.
Well done. Brilliant answer, Craig.
So thank you very much to all the people who answered. You can get hold of us at any time throughout the week at facebook.com/thecubbyhouse. We are also on Twitter at thecubbyhouse with the hashtag CHProject. And stay tuned. Next week, we bring you the All-Stars Cubby House. Thank you very much for fanfare. And yes, we'll be bringing back all our regular commentators, guests, everything into one final show for your listening extravaganza pleasure. For tonight, I'm Cookie.
And I'm Kevin.
We're the Cubby House, and stay tuned for Christian and the Vixen Hour coming up right after this.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.